We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Friday, January 17th. Well, last night, the Colorado Buffaloes did something they hadn't done since their first year in the Pac-12. Winning in Tempe over Arizona State. 7.8 seconds remaining. Plays the ball in Evan Batty. ASU raises the white flag. And the long, dry journey through the desert here in Tempe. Finally, the Buffaloes find an oasis and snap a six-game losing streak to Arizona State, opening up road play in the Pac-12 with a 7-point win over ASU, 68-61. Number 20, Colorado is 14-3, 3-1 in Pac-12 conference play. Coaches love to say the defense travels. Tad Boyle's number 20 Colorado Buffaloes backed that saying up on Thursday night by throttling Arizona State in the second half to collect a 68-61 win over the Sun Devils at Desert Financial Arena.
It was the epitome of winning ugly, which sometimes you have to do on the road. But, man, I couldn't be more proud of our guys to not get their heads down when we struggled early, offensively especially in the first half. We were kind of running in mud a little bit. We couldn't get Evan going. We had two or three baskets in the paint in the first half. We kind of lived by the three. Lucas hit a couple big ones to kind of keep us in the game. Shane hit a couple, you know, and so it was a great, great win. Our defense in the second half, Mark, was phenomenal. Now, we always talk about defense and rebounding. We did half of that tonight. They had 17 offensive rebounds. If we limit them to one shot, you know, we're winning this thing by 20. But midway through the second half, offensively, our guys made the plays they had to make, but we kept getting stops, and that's what we talked about in every huddle.
The Buffaloes struggled on the offensive end early and trailed by 9 just a few minutes into the game, but came back to tie the game up at 28 at halftime. CU then took control early in the second half, using an 11-0 run to take a 44-32 lead with 10:35 remaining, and the Sun Devils never came closer than 5 again. Junior Tyler Bay had an outstanding second half for the Buffaloes, scoring 16 of his 19 points after the intermission to go with 8 rebounds and 5 assists.
I don't know, it was just tied up. We never won here, honestly, and that was in my head the whole time. You know, I never won here, and it's always been L's here, so I just wanted to change that. We all did, and it was great, honestly. It was fun. It was an amazing win. We needed it a lot.
Lucas Seward added 14 points on 4 of 6 shooting from 3-point range. McKinley Wright had 11 points and 5 rebounds. Shane Gatling had 10 points. Evan Batty led the Buffaloes in the boards with 9 rebounds and also had 5 points. Saturday, the Buffs go for the road sweep in Tucson, where they'll face the Arizona Wildcats. Our coverage begins at noon with the Buffs warm-up pregame show, followed by the tip-off at 12:30 on the Colorado Basketball Network. For more on the Buffs' win in Tempe last night, check out Neil Welk's coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. The Pac-12 Conference released its schedule Thursday for conference football games for 2020, with the University of Colorado's final slate having two home games in each month of the season and a non-Saturday contest for the 25th straight year. The Buffs open the season September 5th at CSU before hosting Fresno State, and then a trip to Texas A&M wrapping up non-conference play before opening up Pac-12 play versus Oregon on September 26th. In women's basketball, the University of Colorado hosting Utah tonight in the lone contest for the Buffs this week. Buffs beat Utah 80-70 in Salt Lake City to open up Pac-12 conference play back in December. Make sure you pack the CU Event Center tonight as the Buffs take on the Utes. On to skiing, senior Michaela Tommy and junior Joey Young both took third place in their respective slalom races, and the Colorado ski team slipped from first to second after the conclusion of the Alpine events in the Spencer James Nelson Memorial Invitational on Thursday. There's one more day of Alpine racing at Eldora, but it's not connected to the team scoring for CU's annual Invitational. Utah took the lead in the meet, finishing with 324 points through four events, just 12 ahead of the Buffaloes with 312. Colorado Soccer's Taylor Korniak did not have to wait long to hear her name called in the 2020 NWSL draft on Thursday. The CU standout was selected third overall by the Orlando Pride, becoming the highest drafted player in Colorado soccer history. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.